viver era qua.
What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive saving rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Tunnel digs test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Kaoma residents are welcome commissioning of the roadworks on the Kasempa Mutanda under Kaoma Roads. Lusaka City Council's island rehabilitation project are progressing well. In Africa news, Samia wins Tanzania elections with 98% of votes amid unrest. Good afternoon. It is a Saturday, 1st November 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Kasempa District in Northwestern Province have expressed a gratitude to the government for commissioning the construction of the Kasempa Mutanda under Kaoma Roads. Speaking to Kombon Radio News after the commissioning of the two roads by President Hakainde Hichilema, the residents stated the two commissioned roads, once completed, will bring economic development to the region. The residents further noted that the roads will also significantly reduce the long distances pregnant women endured when seeking medical care.
Vambera bwino maningi kairi I road siyenze bwino so ngati vai konse bwino ati zambera bwino maningi
I road yenzo vuta loko mkuenda so pakuti mwendo kamene mtokera kamene mukhala ai ai nikutaya kawo maningi kozi ma kuli zimugodi loko mpereka vodwala pakuti mfika kamene mwenda because of road zenzo vuta apa kamene wazai konza yae mtu zavindiri zawama loko business sabi.
President Hakainde Hichilema has commissioned the construction of the Kasempa Mutanda and Kaoma roads in Northwestern Province. The $326.4 million project, which is said to commence after the rainy season, is expected to create employment opportunities for youths and persons with disabilities, while also contributing to the overall economic growth of the nation. According to the signed concession agreement, the roads will be constructed to the highest international standards. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony, President Hichilema reaffirmed his government's commitment to addressing the challenges faced by the people of Kasempa, particularly the long distances that pregnant women have had to travel to access medical services due to the poor state of the road.
I want to give a brief speech, but in doing that, I want to recognize the messages that have been given by the speakers before me. All the speakers that have spoken here have said good things the story that we're talking about here is a combination or has been told by many who have spoken already before me, and they've all spoken well. My colleagues, ministers, have all spoken well, telling the story from one angle, another one tells the story from another angle. And also, Mumena, thank you to Santavingi for your brief but very strong message. People of Kasempa, people of Sulwezi Mutanda, Mfumbwe, people of Kaoma, people of Northwestern, people of Zambia, today is a great day.
At the same event, a Minister of Infrastructure and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, said the concession agreement guarantees that the roads will be built to high quality standards. He added that the commencement of the project has brought joy to the hearts of Kaoma and Kasempa residents. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, says the island rehabilitation project is progressing well. Through the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development, the council is currently undertaking maintenance and improvement works on roadside islands within the Central Business District CBD. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Common Radio News that the ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping, and general improvement of islands along major roads such as Kafue Road and Cairo Road. She says these efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing the city's outlook, improving road safety, and promoting a cleaner and a more organized urban environment. Ms. Mwamba adds that the council is also installing appropriate road signage to minimize accidents and ensure smoother traffic flow in the city.
The ongoing works include rehabilitation, landscaping, and general improvement of islands along major roads such as Kafue Road and Cairo Road. These efforts are part of the council's broader program aimed at enhancing city's outlook, improving road safety, and promoting a cleaner and more organized urban environment. The Lusaka City Council appeals to motorists and pedestrians to exercise caution and cooperate with our engineering teams during this period. We kindly request that the public bears with us as we work to improve our city's infrastructure. The council assures the public that these works will contribute to more beautiful, safer, and functional city for all residents and visitors.
Summer grade 12 pupils from Lusaka's Livala Secondary School have aged their fellow candidates sitting for the 2025 grade 12 examinations not to engage in any form of examination malpractice, warning that such actions could lead to disqualification. The pupils who spoke to Common Radio News expressed sadness that some students spend sleepless nights preparing for exams only to have their papers nullified due to involvement in malpractice. They have encouraged their fellow pupils to rely on their hard work and what they have studied throughout the year rather than resorting to dishonest means.
As we have been studying, we are trying our best.
So guys, not choosing the marriages, I bet them on my exam. Change it to so it's a very fitness that thing, leave it to them. Not marriages, yeah, guys. That is all fit, that's a bit. Collection as you take care of. Now, when I'm much of a man, a fitness that thing, a bit to zero.
Kairi singa wa miyako ya watu wakugwira deo demba tisakali mbeko nima wanu soba gai vau kache.
The Family Development Initiative, FDI, has expressed a concern about the reverations surrounding the Young Manufacturing Company Limited in Lusaka. The Lusaka City Council, LCC, on Wednesday suspended operations at Zion Manufacturing Company Limited for what it described as a gross violations of public health standards following a joint inspection with the Ministry of Health. According to the council, the drastic action was taken after inspectors from Lusaka City Council's Public Health Department and officials from Chawama General Hospital uncovered shocking and inhumane conditions at the company's premises located at 94 Chuponuponu Road in Makeni. Workers were allegedly locked inside the factory from opening to close of business, forcing them to use buckets as toilets within the production area. But FDI team leader Sheki Yusuf Ayani has condemned the reported mistreatment of workers, describing it as inhumane and unacceptable.